it's hard to understand why Timbazwan is a part of the squad. We keep on selecting Kilani Severo, can't be playing the same faces and expect to get different results. The only problem that we've been facing in the national team is everybody comes in and still doing the same thing. We all know now, pick locally who's the most qualified. So if we want to achieve all those things that we planning to achieve, let's put the right people in the right positions. And what is going on within our country, the crisis that we're in now, we are not very proud. And there's so many ways that we can deal with it and show that we actually care.
Welcome to the big interview at Sokala Duma. My name is Wuso Mfiwaza. Today we're going to be talking to the legendary Cape Town City midfielder, Tego Modise, about the new Bafana Bafana squad, the new coach, Zambia cancelling the game against Bafana Bafana, and the current issue of xenophobia. Enjoy the show.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Your loss against Kaizer Chiefs, how did you handle that? I know it's painful, but what's your take on it?
I think to be fair, it was just the game of two halves. Kaizer City dominated in the first half. You know, we identified Chiefs' weakness, and then we managed actually to even score from that. And second half, I don't know. What happened? She started coming. They came back from kind of like a different mentality. You know, they started imposing themselves, being a big team, and they started dominating. And we had to absorb the pressure, but it was too soon for us to start defending that deep. And then in that result, you know, we got punished for that.
So, have you seen the new squad, the new Bafana Bafana squad?
Yeah.
Are you impressed? Are you okay with that?
For me, it's hard to understand and actually just understand why Timbazwan is a part of the squad. What else he's been doing so well for so long and actually carrying Mamelodi Sundowns the whole of last season and in Champions League and domestically as well. And there's a guy that actually played all the games at AFCON except for one where he was suspended. And not to see him in the squad, it's
a bit disappointing.
Question mark. Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, but then again, with good guys, you know, that actually needs to be given a chance to actually play, because I don't understand why we keep on selecting Kilani Severo, what else, and like giving a chance to play. Let's give other guys a chance to play. I mean, it's been in the national team setup, but how many games has it actually played? Yeah, so I think there's so many guys that are within the squad that have been selected right now. I think it's an opportunity for us to build the team going forward, but by doing so, we can't be playing the same faces all the time and expect to get different results. I think we need to shake things a little bit. But now here's a new coach that is coming in with his own method and his own ideas. I just hope that he's going to start his own thing instead of continuing with what has been happening.
We see that your teammate is also there representing you guys there. I'm sure you're excited about that one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that if there's one department that you have to actually select based on form, I think it's the striker department, because of the striker depends on how confident they are in terms of scoring goals.
True.
And we know that Pace is very confident. We know that Bertle Hoff has been doing well locally. And, Kemet has been doing fantastic since he came to the team. Of course, Label, maybe it's because of the continuity and all that stuff. I think, you just said with the system that we normally play in the national team, we forever have one striker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that all the strikers that have been selected, probably maybe one will get an opportunity to play. I just hope that whoever they get the opportunity to play is going to be somebody that is new.
If it was, you know, up to you, who would you go for?
I'll start Bradley, because he's on top form. I mean, okay. Bradley's on top form as much as Kemet is doing well for us. But Kemet has got that versatility that he can play as a 10, he can play as a lopsided left. You know, he's nice on the ball, so he can play different positions. But for now, we all know that Bradley's been scoring goals. Yeah. We cannot ignore that, so he needs to be given a chance to play.
Yeah, let's go back to the coach. You do have your views on the coach?
My opinion is, as a coach, what will make me actually start looking at you differently, or the way that you want us to look at you, is the results of the pitch, irrespective of who you are. I think him being given a chance is like any other coach that was given a chance for the first time in the national team. So I think we just need to give him a chance and see what he brings that is different from other guys. Because of I think the only problem that we've been facing in the national team is everybody comes in and still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got so many quality players within our country, even though they're playing abroad and locally, but we're still doing the same things. We're still selecting the same faces. We don't want to take risks as coaches and introduce different systems that will actually allow our attacking players to be more on the pitch. Because I think if we've got more attacking players on the pitch, we stand a better chance of winning the game than anything else. And also, I believe that if you have to be selected within the national team, it shouldn't be an automatic selection. You know, people need to start earning their place.
Yeah.
And the stats also need to speak. You know, if you're playing for a team that is conceding so many goals and you're a defender, we need to look at that. If you're playing for a team that is conceding less goals, you know, we need to look at those kind of things and who also fits into the national team setup.
So looking at the past, right, we always have a local coach, and then when it comes to big events and the best times of the seasons, we obviously take a coach from outside. What's your take on that regarding the current situation? Do you think that SAFA is playing that game again?
For me to actually say SAFA this time will actually pull through, it'll be me lying to myself, because I've never seen that happening.
Yeah.
Until it happens, it's something that we can actually react on it and start speaking about it. So for now, it's just to see whether they're going to do the same thing that I've been doing for so many years, or they're actually going to give our local coach a chance to actually be who he is. And if he succeeds, let's give him tools to succeed. And if sometimes when he fails on himself, because we're giving, I think we're discrediting our local coaches and respecting more of the national coaches than we respect our own. And I think with the new coach now, it's up to him to actually turn that thing around.
So is there any other coach that you think maybe also deserved the chance at this point?
We all know now, if we have to pick locally who's the most qualified, I think it's Peter. And we all know that what he can bring into the national team, because he's a different coach now than he was 8 years ago. You know, and we know that we're not saying that we guaranteed success with him, but he will bring something different within the national setup. You know, he's a brave coach who select players based on what, you know, needs to be there. But then again, we have a new coach that actually we need to give a chance and see. But for me, if we want to achieve all those things that we're planning to achieve, we want to achieve, let's put the right positions.
Yeah,
and Peter's the most qualified coach. And then if you want to go for the World Cup, you want to qualify actually to be part of the World Cup, then let's give Peter what he needs and then let him come to the national team. Let him choose select people that he wants to work with, and let's give him the tools for him to succeed. Otherwise, we're going to be still in this roller coaster that keeps on coming. We're still doing the same things. You can see in AFCON, we saw how many local coaches that are coaching their actual current countries, yeah, how well they're doing. Sure. So we need to copy the good things in other countries that are doing and actually do that as well.
You look at our social media, right? Like our supporters and everyone, they've been talking about maybe it's high time Bane also deserves a chance at coaching. And as you've been working with him, have you ever had that conversation with him?
Yeah, I had a conversation with him, but it was very light. It wasn't something that we went in that deep, you know?
Is it? Is avoiding it?
Yeah. Not really avoiding it. It was a question of, are you ready? If they call you up, are you ready for the Bafana job? He was like, he doesn't think that he's ready. And I also gave him my opinion, because I want him to succeed and to be better, you know. And what he has done for Cape Town City has actually changed how young coaches actually, you know, we can see now teams are actually start giving young coaches a chance.
Yeah.
Even with MDC, you can see now there's head coaches that are very young. People start believing in that. He has changed so much, but also I want him to get as much experience as he can so that when he gets to the national team, because the national team is a different setup, even though he played in it.
Yeah, it's totally
but now it's
different.
It's a total different as a coach. And then for now, because we're a country that actually demands success and we want success right now, why don't you bring in the most experienced one that we know that he's been there, he's done it before. I mean, at some point, we call Chicks Mashaba, right, to come back and coach again with his school. Why can't we do the same with Peter Mseman?
We saw that Zambia pulled out of the friendly match. They're saying, right, they're pulling out because of the xenophobia that's taking place in South Africa. Do you think that decision was valid? What's your take on that situation?
I mean, to be honest, it's fair. If that thing was happening in Zambia and for us to go play in Zambia, we're going to do the same thing. I think it's fair. And we all want to be protected as well as human beings. And what is going on within our country, the crisis that we're in now, we are not very proud. We've got friends who are from different countries. We're footballers. We're playing so many people from different ethnicities, of different type of the world. And we know how uncomfortable it could be for them. And for us also, you can't do that. I'm not very proud about what's happening right now. We're actually, you know, putting our name out there like we're very bad, and we're not. But there's a time actually where we need to actually be standing together, you know, and try and sort it out instead of resorting to violence.
But now South Africa, they call on another team to come play instead of postponing the match or maybe doing something else. What's your take in the fact that they just carried on and put another team on the ground to play with them? Is it maybe a clap in the face for xenophobic attacks?
I think for us, it's a very sensitive issue for us because we, the South Africans, we're here and it's happening here. And there's so many ways that we can deal with it and show that we actually care. And I think this is one of those things that we could have actually handled properly and actually, you know, dealt with it differently. But now we're in a predicament where we're having a good a new coach that we need to actually start preparing the team going forward. But then again, you ask yourself, like, well, are you going to continue finding another franchise you can play, or are you going to stop the games and actually deal with the xenophobic attack? But then again, we in the football industry, where we are expecting people that are actually up there, or government and politics, to actually be the ones that are driving all these things. And we can do as much, but if they're not driving it as much as they should, it becomes a problem for everybody. But it is a difficult situation for the coach and for the national team. If I was part of that, I wouldn't know also what to do, because by stepping down, you're actually now saying, yes, you stand by this the force that we need to stop this xenophobic attacks. But then again, the team, what are you saying about the team? Because we have different beliefs as footballers. We know that we okay with playing without a foreigners. We don't see people as foreigners within our sport. But then it becomes a very, very, very difficult situation, a very sensitive one. So I wouldn't know actually, Linda, what is it that I'll do better there.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Teko Modise. Have a lovely day, sir.
You too, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.